Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you. I've been saying good afternoon the last week. I was fortunate enough to be filling in during the week on CFAX 1 to 3 and had a great time, got lots of calls and talked to lots of people. Today, we'll also take your calls like we do any day of the week, 386-1161, or your cell phone, it's star 1070. Or email is talk@cfax1070.com. So please feel free, either way, all those ways. Facebook, Twitter, TJ's there. He can take your calls or however you call those, tweets. In the studio today is Keith Owen. Keith, you tweet, Twitter, Facebook?
Absolutely.
You do it all?
Every day.
Are you doing it right now?
Not right now.
Not right
but
now.
We did this morning. Some people were worried that we were closed because the power was out in a lot of Oak Bay.
Was it? Oh, I say. Keith Elwood is here with me. We're going to be talking about Crumsby's, his restaurant, and about some new things they've got going there. We're also going to talk to Lorna Vanderhaeg about dementia and Alzheimer's. Maybe you have a family member who might be going through this, and maybe some tips on how you can prevent it yourself. Also, Gina from Vibes Fitness is going to talk about some health for the holiday ideas. So maybe some nutritional tips, some exercise tips, maybe painless things that you can avoid packing on the pounds and kind of still feeling good about yourself. Now, we might pack on a few pounds the next few minutes as we go through a tasty treat here of great pies sitting in front of me. Keith, you're known for your cupcakes, but now you're also going to be well known for your pies. Now, they're not your ordinary kind of pie. You call them a Philadelphia pie because they're different shape.
Well, I grew up near Philadelphia, and anyone else who has is going to consider these to be tasty cakes.
Tasty cakes.
Because that's what we had in the tri-state area. They're turnovers. They're handheld. They're small. Of course, Crumsby's has always been happy about providing small things, mini cupcakes. And so these pies are not too much to eat. They're a nice little snack, and we've been thinking about pies for a year or so.
I think the time has come. I think, you know, people want that comfort food. And, you know, we're talking about nutritional tips later, and pies can be very good. You have some excellent ingredients in there, and it's a matter of how much you eat. And this is a nice portion size. You're not eating a massive, big pie. These are just really tasty and great ingredients. Tell us about some of the pies you have in front of us here. I see there's one with cheese on it, and there's some fruit out of some of them. So some are savory, some are sweet.
Some are savory, some are sweet. We can't help ourselves. We love savories, and I think that's because we spend all day sitting amidst cupcakes.
And yeah, you need to balance.
Lovely buttercream icing.
Balance your blood sugar.
Exactly. And so we have some lovely savories. We have, we've just launched these pies in the last few days, and our first savory offering is pumpkin spinach goat cheese. And it's seasoned with nutmeg, and it is absolutely fabulous.
Oh, look. What a gentleman.
That's one of them
okay.
Right there.
And we'll have a tasty bite here.
Do you want a fork? You could just pick
them
up.
Oh, no. I'll just eat it.
That's how we meant them to be.
Oh, wow.
So that goes along with all of our lovely savory spices.
What a great idea, too, for lunch.
Oh, of course.
Dinner. Put in, oh, my gosh. That is so delicious.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm a sucker for a pie crust. That is a good flaky pie crust.
I know, and that's a good pie crust. And we're going to keep tweaking and tuning because we can't help ourselves.
What do you do, like, in this industry, like, even to come up with this? Where do you get these ideas to come up with all these different recipes and how to improve them and how to make them just right?
Well, in some ways, it's just what you said, Patty. We all grew up with comfort food. That's how the cupcake craze got started.
Of course, everything old is new again. Right?
Everything old is new again. And pies have been not only an intrinsic part of my history, and I hope to keep it that way, but we've been seeing some gourmet pie shops showing up in Seattle and in Vancouver and across North America.
So you're watching trends.
We are watching trends, and I don't want to say that pies are the new cupcakes because I don't think cupcakes are ever going to go away. But as you know, Crumsby's is a whole lot more than cupcakes. It's a whole lot more than pies even.
Right, salads and all kinds of great coffees.
Exactly.
And all kinds of things.
Yes. So we just thought we would take that next step toward the small, homey, homemade, friendly, comfortable foods and pies jump right up.
And Keith, you and Maria are great business people. And you can never sit in your laurels when you have a business. So if people are out there and have a small business, you can never just get too comfy. You always have to be watching for the next thing, don't you?
We want to make our customers comfy. That doesn't necessarily keep us that way.
Yeah, it's no easy ride, right? You guys work long, hard hours. This is not an easy road.
It is. As a matter of fact, I left Maria at the shop this morning because she had a whole lot of special orders that had to go out this morning, and things just took time. We have two baby showers that we're doing today, cupcakes, I believe, and
not pies.
some donations that are, 100 cupcakes each. So there's a whole lot of activity that goes on. And I tease Maria sometimes and say, well, I know why you don't stop running, because the little guys will get you if you do. And in some ways, in small business, that's true.
And with the cupcakes you're saying about the showers, are they doing a lot of this now where they have a colored one, like a blue or a pink, so they can let their guests know what they're having?
We have had people do that, that's how they show the kind of baby they're going to have to the grandparents. And
if it's yellow, you're in trouble.
If it's yellow, you're in trouble.
Or they don't know.
Yeah. But the ones we're doing today are half blue and half pink. So I think unless we're talking twins, they're just having a general party.
It's going to be a surprise. So what got you interested in starting this business in the first place? I mean, there's a lot of restaurants. There's a lot of different in Victoria, we're swamped with them, and you've stood out and been successful. What made you want to get in this, and what keeps you in the game?
Well, I'm really speaking for Maria now, because I'm just the back of the house. What her experience is all in early childhood development. So she and for that matter, I had no experience at all in the food service industry, except for what we've learned in the last 4 years. Which is enough to scare anyone out of the food service industry. But her vision was to have a comfortable, relaxing place where everyone was welcome, where you could build community. And that really has come to life at Crumsby's. Just this past week, for example, I was hosting a group at the schoolhouse up in Royal Oak. Mm-hmm. And they were watching a documentary on GMO foods. But the community needed a place to do that. And I had to kick them out at 10 o'clock because it was such a successful event.
Wow. And that's neat, because your other one in Oak Bay, of course, you've got areas for kids and family. So whether you're 90 or whether you're a newborn baby, there's a spot there for you. And that's all from Maria's training, that she wants to build this community. And you give back, like you were saying, 100 cupcakes today. You also give back to the community by...
Well, we couldn't really be part of the community without being involved in those kinds of activities. So we've had a lot of focus on sponsoring activities that are focused on families, on children, on building those ties that are so easy to fall apart these days.
Well, speaking of ties, pies, it kind of sounds the same. What else do we have? So we've got the one we just tried here, which was the...
That was the pumpkin with the goat cheese and spinach and
so
nutmeg.
So you actually have to get real pumpkin, cut them all up, and do all the
cooking. We do everything from scratch.
Wow.
Yes.
And now what do we have the other one here?
Okay, this one is almost like a Cornish pasty. It's organic turkey sausage with cheddar cheese, and that could make a lunch for you as well.
Wow. Yummy, yummy.
Sorry
about that, you people. This is really
good. You just have to imagine.
You have to imagine. Am I ever lucky? If you want to have this as a meal, what kind of sides would you do with that? Like, if you want to serve it maybe as a nice light dinner, what kind of salads, what kind of sides would you put with the pie?
Well, the glorious thing about these pies is that you can pretty much do anything you want. Mm-hmm. I could see any sort of salad, a little green salad by the side, maybe some fennel and broccoli. Mm-hmm. We've done that a lot. Just a little
something
bright
light
thing on the side of the plate, because the pies, although they're not heavy, you certainly want to contrast that. maybe a little citrus, maybe a little potato, whatever's in the fridge.
I think that's just a great little size, too. I mean, when you were saying pies, I really was thinking the traditional. I love your Philadelphia roots and your, what do you call it again?
Tasty cakes.
Your tasty cakes.
That's
it
right.
Sounds like it's fun and happy. We come back, we're going to talk some more to Keith. Also, Gina's going to be joining us from Vibes Fitness. Give us a call, 386-1161, or talk at cfax1070.com or *1070. And, you know, you can ask Keith about business or about food or anything you like, I think, almost. Back in a minute.
You don't just love sports, you live sports. And CFAX 1070 knows the score. Junior, amateur, pro. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Hi, how can I help you?
Yeah, I need a small chip repaired on my windshield. How much will it be?
$35.
That's it?
Yeah, a windshield chip repair is only
$35.
Hey, they can really sing, by the way.
Yeah, our glass guys can really carry a tune.
At First Response Glass, a chip repair to your windshield using only the best quality materials out there is only $35. And that comes with a money-back guarantee. Hassle-free and with a courtesy car available, First Response Glass
fixes it.
Shop with confidence at Save On Foods. We're priced right. Rogers White Sugar, 10-kilo bag. More rewards price, just $9.99. Limit of two. Or Delicio Frozen Pizza, 840 grams. More rewards price, just $4.99. Plus, for exclusive offers on products you want, sign up at SaveOnFoods.com. Save On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
Sometimes, when my wife's in the shower, I'll sneak another peek at the custom piece of jewelry I had designed for her. It was just so easy to create something so unique. I know she's going to go crazy when she sees it, and I can't wait to give it to her this Christmas.
Custom jewelry design at Barclays Fine Custom Jewelers. Create something new, customize an item from their in-store selection, or upgrade something of yours for the perfect holiday gift. Visit them in Oak Bay Village or online at BarclaysJewelers.com.
Whether it's the magic of falling snow, the glittering white tutus, or the familiarity of that bright, iconic music, the Nutcracker reminds us of the excitement and warmth of the holiday season. November 30th through December 2nd, Dance Victoria presents the Nutcracker at the Royal Theatre with live music by the Victoria Symphony. Whether your special person is 5 or 75, someone you love will love the Nutcracker. Visit dancevictoria.com for videos and ticket information. Dance Victoria season is proudly sponsored by Dermaspa.
We are back in the studio. I have Keith Elwood, who is from Crumsby's Cupcakes, Pies, and everything else in between restaurants, cafes. If you want to call in 386-1161 or *1070, we're talking about business and all kinds of stuff, but let's talk a little football for 1 second. We were at a great game last night, and TJ, of course, has been our play-by-play guy throughout the season. Thank you, TJ. And the Mount Doug Rams are such a great team. And a lot of volunteers help those kids. And parents help their kids to get to the games. But the kids are motivated. And, you know, it's so wonderful that they're so enthused about this sport, that they work as a team, that, you know, they're teenagers who are really great kids and great people, I'd say.
And they are teenagers who are great kids, and I think we're really lucky to have that.
We really are. And I think this football, having this kind of passion in a time where there's lots of things to divide your attention when you're a teenager, it keeps them kind of grounded. And last night, tell us what the score was and who they were playing, Keith.
Mount Doug was playing Terry Fox, which is a football powerhouse from the mainland, always has been a big threat. And not that we're demonstrating any bias here, but Mount Doug put down 45 points against 20 for Terry Fox. So they're moving on. This is a quarterfinal game. And, of course, Mount Doug is the defending provincial champ at the AAA level. So this is serious football. And it's a serious, mature program, and it's very well run. And the kids really bring their A game all the time.
They do. And they work out a lot, don't they, Keith? I mean, this is every day.
This is year round.
For hours, year round. Yeah. And we're going to Hawaii next year, right?
And we're going to Hawaii. Now, full disclosure, both Patty and my sons are on this team.
And, no bias here.
Patty helps out, and I was holding the sticks at last night's game.
You're always great, Keith. And it wasn't that cold last night, but cold enough. And they're actually going to play in Hawaii, and they're playing at a school where Barack Obama used to go to, I believe, in Maui.
And that's going to be a hot game.
Really hot. In many ways.
In many ways.
And I hope they'll win that too. But these American players are a lot different, and they really do train even more, I think, don't they?
Well, they might, but I have to say, with people like Terrell Davis, who's now at Arizona State.
Oh, that's right.
Marcus Davis, his younger brother, who's a fabulous receiver, tailback, cornerback.
TJ,
he'll be playing in NCAA.
I know you have a really bad cold today, but you've seen Marcus play. Last night, I know you were doing your show here. He was on fire. He ran from one end to the other. He was just amazing.
He was incredible to watch. When you watch high school sports, you can usually tell the couple of kids that are going to go on to colleges and universities, and he was one that, from the first moment I saw him touch the football, I was like, this kid is going to go on to better things in football. He's incredible to watch.
Yeah, and last night, I don't know. It's sort of unbelievable. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he's just smart and fast and gets through. But all those players, I mean, your son's no slouch. I mean, there's Mason Swift.
That man's a beast. Watching him play football was fun.
I wouldn't want to be in his path.
No, he just puts his head down and goes straight, and it doesn't matter if you get in his way, he's going to the end zone.
And yet, just a sweetheart, right?
Oh, very
much
so.
You know, you see these kids and think, oh,
just
they're so tough.
Just as gentle as could be.
Absolutely gentle.
And then there's Sheldon Mack, who had a few...
he did it. What do you call that?
He had a sack.
He had a sack. And he did this, TJ. You know, like Hercules. It was like, oh, really? That's Sheldon?
And that's a little victory dance.
Yeah, the victory dance. It was like, yeah, well, he's going to get a couple of diamond studs and off we go to the races. Anyways, fantastic. And good luck to them. And thank you so much for all the coaches and people that support that. And you too, TJ. On the phone, we're going to talk about pies again because I have Margaret. Hey, Margaret, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And you want to talk about pies. Are you a pie maker or a pie lover?
I still make some. I used to make a lot, of course, when my family was younger. But, boy, it took me back on how popular cupcakes used to be. And I take my grandchildren to the one on Oak Bay, the cupcake little store there, and they have the greatest things. And you know, it's such a – when you're making it yourself for a family, it's such an easy – well, once you know how, it's a fairly easy meal.
So do you think, Margaret, it's something that people, if they want to do something with their kids, would be a great thing to make as a cupcake because it's a fun way to start?
It's a great thing to do together.
And what was your favorite recipe for cupcakes, Margaret? Did you have a certain topping you liked, or were they really fancy, or just kind of a, you know, your normal vanilla icing?
Well, no, we do all kinds of things. We do a butter icing, or if we were going to be eating that day, we would do a fresh cream icing, and we do butterfly cakes, you know. Your guest probably knows what they are, where you cut the top off and cut the top in half and put icing on and put the two little wings as wings back on. And we do all those kind of things, and kids love to do things like that.
You sound like a really good baker, Margaret.
Well, I've had my moments.
Well, Margaret, the next time you're in
appointments too.
The next time you're into Crumbsby's, you should give us some ideas about the next thing to do.
Yeah, one of the things I was interested in was that turkey meat one that you mentioned, and I kind of had just turned it on. And
oh, Margaret, it's so good. Keith, go over what's in this one right now again while I have another bite because it's really good.
Patty's chewing on a turkey sausage and cheddar cheese pie, which is really sort of like almost like a Cornish pasty, except we do bake the cheese on top of it. And we get that from a supplier in the Lower Mainland who has organic free-range meats, which we are just adoring ourselves, and I think our customers really appreciate that.
Oh, nice.
Now, we may play with another flavor, like perhaps a French-Canadian tortillere that takes that the next step and adds some potatoes and vegetables.
And that's nice. That'd be really good, too, because that's kind of a lot to make, but it'd be nice to have someone else make that for you and be able to enjoy it.
You know, Patty, it's always nice to have someone else make something for you.
Don't I know it. And what's your other one there? Margaret, he's got another one here.
Yes, we do. We've got a couple examples of sweets. We have a Granny Smith apple that Patty is working on right now.
Oh, wow.
Which might be my favorite. That's a cinnamon-spiced apple pie, and it's just the right mix of the sweet and tart.
Oh, Margaret, lovely. It's drizzled with some nice icing on top, so just enough to make it kind of sweet and say, like a little bit of a tart with the apple with a bit of sweetness on top.
Now, if that's not sweet enough, we also serve them at the store with whipped cream.
Oh,
that's right.
I love whipped cream.
So, yes, and that's since we have it at the espresso bar, we might as well use it for the pies too.
And what's this one here?
And then the other one that I brought is field berry, which is kind of a sneaky name. It's whatever kinds of berries are either in season or lying around. That's what field berries are.
I like that.
And the one you've got there is raspberries and blueberries and blackberries and cherries.
That's a nice combination.
And I have to admit, that's my favorite of all of these right now.
That's really good, Margaret. You've got to go and try those. That's really delicious, too. That's fresh. Okay. With some vanilla ice cream on top of that?
Oh, sure. Take it home, put vanilla ice cream on it.
Warm them up in the oven.
Yes, of course. Of course.
Of course. But
oh,
you can
lovely.
Eat them.
Well, your... thank you.
Well, thank you, Margaret. You have some great ideas. Make sure you go see Keith when you're next time, because maybe you can give him some ideas for those angel cupcakes or whatever you're talking about.
Butterfly.
Butterfly, because I don't think Keith knew about those.
No, I didn't, but it sounds wonderful. It sounds like a great idea.
Thanks, Margaret. Now, you were talking about the election. You have something kind of fun coming up, and the proceeds go to charity. So why don't you tell us about that in our last couple of minutes?
Well, we do, and it is kind of fun because we've just survived 2 years of the U.S. election, and so we've gotten ourselves a little by-election here. So we're going to honor that whole season at Crumsby's with 5 days of early voting. Now, please put those in quotes because your votes won't actually count in the riding. But starting on Tuesday, we'll have 5 days of early voting, and you can buy a cupcake with your choice of the party that you've selected. And we'll have the little logo chips on them. As many as you want. You can vote as many times as you'd like. And the extra proceeds from those cupcakes will go to the Tumaini Children's Foundation, which is our new favorite organization. Tumaini means hope, and it's for hope in children in Tanzania. And the organization has built some very strong links to the Victoria community. So we thought that rather than just putting your vote in for your candidate, that we'd make it count.
Very good. So are we going to see a lot of politicians coming down there and making sure they have like a billion cupcakes? And
I am sure, and we'll see poll watchers and vote counters, and we'll probably have it organized as well as Florida.
I think that sounds like a really fun idea. If people are home right now and they want to maybe make a pie or do something themselves, what is your advice if you're in the kitchen? Just go for it?
My advice is to take risks and get messy. You can always clean up the kitchen.
That's true, because the pumpkin and all these different flavors, these have to be, a couple of tries at it for sure to get these flavors right. So they don't come overnight.
They don't come overnight, and we tweak and test and put our staff through misery of seeing what's good and what isn't. We are voracious consumers of cookbooks ourselves. We will happily lift someone else's good ideas and then put our own signatures on them. And everyone should do that.
And who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
I might
buy
these pies today and say they're my own.
That's right. Buy them, say they're your own, and go tweak the recipe.
You put the apron on, a little dust on your face, no one needs
to know.
That's
right. And you've already talked about the ice cream, so that's amping it up a bit there.
No kidding. Okay, Keith, it's great having you on. If people want to get a hold of you or come down to Crumsby's and try the pies or have the cupcakes and see if they can vote for their favorite candidate, how do they do that?
You bet. Well, the best thing to do is to pop in at either of our two Crumsby's, one in the historic schoolhouse up in Royal Oak on West Saanich Road, and our mothership is in Oak Bay's Culinary Village up at Estevan.
It's really going upscale.
It is, and we have some lovely restaurants in all different kinds. And Crumsby's is the comfy one, so by all means.
And competition's a good thing. It keeps you on your game, and everybody has one-stop shopping for good food. Thank you, Keith, as always. Go Rams!
Go Rams.
Woo! All right,
thanks,
when
Patty.
We come back, we're going to talk to Lorna Vanderhaeghe.
You're getting emotionally attached to me.
It's a never-seen-before moment on CTV's Anger Management.
I feel like something weird just happened.
Good Charlotte. Be falling in love?
You completely mental?
A therapist's solution? Reverse psychology.
Why won't you kiss me?
Kissing might be part of the problem.
Not working. I need a beginning. I need an amuse-bouche before the filet mignon.
This patient's gonna need a lot more time on the couch.
My bouche is not amused.
A new episode of CTV's Anger Management. Tuesday at 9, followed by The New Normal.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
It's mostly overcast downtown, on and off light showers. It's 10 degrees right now. Good morning. I'm Kyle Reynolds. British Columbia is providing the Sachem First Nation in North Saanich with $200,000 in reconciliation funds under an agreement signed at a ceremony yesterday. The money is in two parts, $150,000 for the Journey Home Cemetery and the reinterment of Sachem ancestors, and $50,000 towards the ongoing cost of planning and implementing road improvements. A highlight of yesterday's ceremony was the unveiling of a refurbished totem pole, marking the restoration of a pole that was damaged last year. International news: protesters fired automatic rifles into the air this morning and denounced the Egyptian government after a train plowed into a school bus full of children in Egypt. Witness Hassan Ahmed describes the incident through an interpreter.
The bus was passing at 7 in the morning from the east side, crossing to the west side, while the train was coming from the south. As I was standing on the road nearby, I heard a sound of clash like a bomb, so we hurried toward the driver's engine. But as we arrived, we found bodies of children everywhere, and the bus was broken into two pieces.
At least 49 children between the ages of 4 and 6 were killed in the crash that was so violent the mangled remains of the bus were pushed about a kilometer down the tracks. And the NHL and the Players Association are expected to talk this weekend, but it's unclear when negotiations will resume. In the ongoing labor fight that has paralyzed the hockey season, Pittsburgh Penguins center Sidney Crosby blames team owners for prolonging the lockout.
The will or the the desperation to play doesn't really seem like it's on their side, and I think there's a deal to be made, and I think negotiations have to go better if there's going to be a deal. If it keeps going like this, I mean, everybody's going to lose. There's no way around it. Everybody's going to lose.
So far, the NHLPA has not officially accepted or rejected the commissioner's suggestion that the two sides take a two-week break from negotiations. After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Hardy residence. We did not get a correct answer to our newsmaker question, though, so after the news at noon, our jackpot goes up to $742, courtesy of Bluebird Caps. Call 382-2222 and download their free app. And CFAX 1070 weather now. Periods of rain ending this afternoon, then mainly cloudy with a chance of showers today. High of 10 degrees, mainly cloudy overnight with a chance of showers and a low of 4. And tomorrow, mainly cloudy again, a chance of showers in the morning and early afternoon, another high of 10 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back in the studio. Have Gina Wakeman from Vibes Fitness. How are you, Gina?
Hi, Patty.
I've lost my train of thought here. I was enjoying the food so much.
I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
Now, we're going to talk later on about, I think you got your mic on backward there. We're going to talk later, Gina, about some fitness tips, some nutritional tips, easy things to get you through the holidays. And you've got some new stuff happening at Vibes and some things you're offering up. And then we always like to talk to Lorna Vanderhaeg every month or so, because she's always got a great topic that might be relevant for you or for your family. If you want to talk, you can call us at 386-1161 or talk at CFAX. And if you want to email us, it's talk at CFAX1070.com. Did I get that right, Corey? It's actually star 1070, right? Did I call you Corey now? Yes. Okay, our first topic today is Alzheimer's and dementia. I don't know, I might be suffering from a little memory loss. I'm getting up in that age. How do we know, Lorna, if we have some memory loss going on?
Well, we start to have memory loss. We get brain fog. We forget common everyday things, and it becomes a recurrence. And it's not just dementia, which is memory decline, but it's also problems with cognition. So if you used to be able to knit a sweater and now you can't follow the pattern, or you start to have angry outbursts or paranoid feelings as well, which we can see in some of our parents starting to happen, when they get in their 60s, 70s, and well into their their 80s. And, you know, of those that already have Alzheimer's disease, 15% of them are under the age of 65. So it's affecting people younger and younger and younger. And the great news is we can do something about it.
Right. And, you know, Lauren, I think a lot of people, I know with my own mom, I know that when they looked at her brain scan, they thought that there was a lot of stuff going on many, many years before. And if you kind of look at it, you know, you can kind of think, oh, they're getting older and this and that. But you were saying it is sometimes does start in your 60s, so it's not always someone's fault that they're getting grumpy or something else. Now, what happens, too, with that is you can get depression, can't you, with these diseases?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, this is a time of year when people get depressed anyways. We have a tremendous number of the population already taking antidepressant or any anxiety medications. And one of the things I want to tell people about is if you are feeling depressed or you have anxiety or you have low moods, there are actually great nutrients at the health food store that have lots of clinical research, so tons and tons of research in humans. One of them is enteric-coated 5-HTP, which raises serotonin levels, your happy hormone, and also gets you to feel balanced. So you have to take 5-HTP enteric-coated, so that's important when you go to the health food store. But lots and lots of research for anxiety and depression and mood swings, and even just for that woman who's going through menopause who all of a sudden starts to feel like she's got these angry outbursts that she can't control. So depression is a big component of dementia and Alzheimer's as well. And we know that there are other nutrients that have been researched along with the Alzheimer's drugs. And I think that's important because those nutrients have been shown to improve the action of the drug, to give people better recall, improvement in memory, and improvement in mood and cognition, which I think is important.
Now, a lot of people may have memory loss, and then the first thing, I'm sure, Gina, you deal with a lot of people in a certain age brackets too, and a lot of people come in probably and say, oh, I have memory loss, maybe I've got Alzheimer's. We kind of jump to that. Have you had people come in that, you know, sometimes seem a little fuzzy and you wonder if something's going on?
Just maybe one or two.
One or two. And if you do that, Gina or Lorna, if you have that sense about somebody, what is the best thing to do? Because if they're not aware of it, as a family member, how do we approach that and how do we do anything to help them and figure out, is it Alzheimer's, is it depression, is it dementia, and what's the difference?
Well, it's a very good point. My mother developed dementia, so all of a sudden she started to have the serious memory decline. She couldn't do simple tasks like adding big numbers, or what they do in the doctor's office is they have people count backwards by sevens. And, you know, when they did this test with my mother, she said, I could have done that when I was 30.
And they get mad.
Now, yeah, she was very angry about it and frustrated, and I can understand the frustration. So what we did was look at her diet, and we changed her diet dramatically. We made sure that she got organic coconut butter or coconut oil in her diet because they've done a research study or two now in Alzheimer's patients showing improvement in memory. So we got some good fat in her brain because that's important because we've got all these people on low-fat, no-fat diets which are not giving our brain the good fats that we need. So organic coconut butter is what we used. And then I started researching all the nutrients that have been used in Alzheimer's patients. Things like curcumin, blueberry extract. We should be eating bucket loads of blueberries. And then the two superstar nutrients that have actually been used along with the drugs are acetyl-L-carnitine and lipoic acid. Those two together are the superstars for getting your memory back. So in my case, I'm going to take these four nutrients every day, now, forever, because it runs from mothers to daughters. We tend to see a lot more dementia between mom and daughters. And if you've already got a family member who's in the situation where you're noticing they're repeating stories to you, they're forgetting things, they need to go on those nutrients now.
I think my kids would tell you I probably repeat every story. I often forget who I've told stories to, but, you know, you have to kind of differentiate between a simple memory, maybe being overwhelmed and stress, and actual dementia. What is Alzheimer's? What is dementia? One is a disease that's fatal?
Well, the thing with Alzheimer's is that we see a decline and a reduction in brain cells. So, you know, we start to see the microglial cells and the neurons in the brain degenerate. Now, we used to believe that we could never regenerate brain neurons, but now we know from the science that that's not true, and that if you've had a stroke and you've had destruction of neurons, we can rebuild those. And they've actually shown that using things like acetyl L-carnitine and lipoic acid. So when we talk about dementia, dementia is memory decline with cognitive difficulties as well. So you don't think as clearly and you can't do simple tasks and you may have mood swings. True Alzheimer's is when they can go and do a brain scan and they can start to see damage and destruction in the brain. So that is much more advanced. But we still are having research done today that is very, very promising looking at nutrients. You know, this is an area where if I had somebody that I loved in my family with Alzheimer's disease, I would not be focusing solely on the drug treatments. I'd be looking at combining the best of nutritional medicine with the drug treatments and truly change the diet to get those good healthy fats back in the brain. And then for the rest of us who haven't started with the memory decline, you know, learn a new language. Play words with friends and Scrabble every single day. Those are the kinds of things that are going to keep your brain functioning.
And have saunas, detox. Now, you have saunas at Vibes, don't you?
At one of them, yeah.
Yeah. So what does a sauna do to help with that, Lorna?
Detoxifying the body is important because we don't want to be exposed to all these nasty toxins that are creating dysfunction in our bodies as well. So, you know, saunas are fantastic because that's a great way to detoxify from the body. And remember, the two things that are so, well, three things that are so bad for our brain, smoking, alcohol, and drugs. So when we look at the things that truly can kill brain cells that are not able to be regenerated, we're talking alcohol and drugs. So thinking about that, if we're doing these things in excess and then protecting the brain using these true nutrients. And one of the interesting things is they found exercise is so important for keeping people's memories functioning well long-term also.
Well, that's great because that's what we're going to talk about next after the break. Lorna, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that to find more about what you do and the products you have?
They can go to hormonehelp.com, so the word hormone and the word help, H-E-L-P.com. And I have a button on the website called Ask Lorna, so you can ask me questions.
Always great to talk to you, Lorna. We'll talk to you again hopefully next month, and have a good day.
Okay, great. You take care. Bye-bye.
You bet. Back in, after the break with Gina.
CFAX 1070 is where Victoria turns first for local news, weather, and traffic with more news than ever before. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection, brought to you by Saffron Window Fashions.
Hey, this is Jillian with the CFAX Community Cruiser out at the Saanich Commonwealth Recreation Center for the Victorian Christmas Craft Fair. And what a fantastic craft fair it is. There are knitted scarves, tubes, sweaters, beautiful wooden toys for kids. Really your unique classic Victorian craft fair. It's their 18th anniversary, new vendors as well as some old favorites and tons of seasonal treats. Perfect place to get ideas for your Christmas shopping as well as maybe get it done early if you're on your way onto that. Exciting ideas for Christmas, hand knits, Christmas ornaments, handmade dolls, snowmen, beeswax candles. The list goes on. Wooden Christmas trees in this traditional Victorian style craft fair. Quality handmade arts. Also, bring the kids. There's a youth craft fair made by kids for kids. A great way to support your local community. Also, the Greek Community Center is handing out free coffee and a bake sale. It's a good, really a fantastic way to spend your Saturday. This is the Community Connection brought to you by Saffron Windows, Fashion, Drapery, and Blinds on CFAX 1070.
Our home has become the home for holiday entertaining. I drove myself crazy worrying about how I was going to get this place looking its best. Then I bought new window coverings, and wow, what a difference.
Give your home that special holiday sparkle with Pirouette Window Shadings from Hunter Douglas. Saffron Window Fashions has the details on Hunter Douglas rebates available until December 19th. And be sure to take advantage of additional anniversary sale savings at Saffron Window Fashions, part of our community for 9 years at Souk and Kelly Roads.
Your best choice for selection and value in flooring is locally owned Camino Carpets and Flooring. You'll find everyday low prices and all stock in Camino's 7,000 square foot warehouse. It's loaded with a great selection of laminate, engineered hardwood, vinyl, and tile, much more than just carpets. Whatever you need on your floors, Camino's seasoned sales staff and professional installers will save you time and money. Just call for a free estimate. Camino Carpets and Flooring. New location, new showroom, same great savings. 3950 Quadra Street across from Lumber World.
We are back. Gina Wakeham is here from Vibes Fitness. And, you know, it doesn't help, Gina, that we're sitting around here with all these pies. You know, we're going to talk about nutritional tips. But there is a place for everything in our diet. Isn't that right? That we just can't have everything all at once and all the time.
It's true. The first thing I was going to, you know, kind of touch on is finding balance. And I am going to have a bite of one of these delicious snacks because I went to Vibes before I came here.
So you've done your
and
workout.
I had my workout in 15 minutes and I'm like guilt-free for the rest of the day. But definitely nice. Bringing balance between nutrition, fitness, and things like sleep, stress, family life, just balance overall.
Because that all adds up. We had a fellow on the show yesterday who's written a book on stress, and stress really can amp up everything. You know, Lorna was talking about, smoking and all these different things, but stress can cause you to overeat, overindulge, and a kind of a vicious cycle. And we have holidays coming up, and I think Lorna was saying a lot of people get depressed this time of year, and it seems like, well, it's Christmas, it's happy.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, it brings up a lot of different issues. You know, doesn't it? And some are great and some are not so great. So how do we kind of get that pre-holiday thing going where we have 5 weeks to go that we can get in shape, stay in shape, and not be too crazed about it all?
Well, first I'd say come to Vibes.
There you go. There you
because
go.
Because if you can get 15 minutes of a workout that replaces an hour's worth of conventional strength training, everybody has time for 15 minutes. It took me 15 minutes to get a latte the other day. Now, I admit, yeah. It was half sweet.
You have one of those crazy orders but, that you kind of go, what? Is that a different language?
It was just busy, and I was like, that is insane that I could have done a whole workout if I was, you know, someone on my break. And essentially, I would have spent that time in a lineup getting a coffee.
Totally. And if you can't even, you know, Vibes is great, but if you can't get even to that, you can just walk out your door, can't you?
Yeah, you know, one of the things is try to incorporate the holidays maybe into your schedule. So if you're not someone who really loves getting out to walk, this is a nice time of year. You see Christmas lights. There's decorations downtown. The Inner Harbor is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Get maybe some girlfriends together one night a week and, you know, wear red. Just come up with something to incorporate it into the holidays and take the time and make the time.
And you don't have to sort of say it's going to be this amount of time. If you go to a nice destination like the Inner Harbor and just walk around it, all of a sudden half an hour is gone and you weren't even aware of it.
Totally. So you can find, especially during this season of all seasons, you know, a way to incorporate it into your schedule.
And do we need to, I know you have the weight machines, but do we need to always be working those muscles because that's what's going to keep really the weight in check is keeping those muscles healthy and strong because they burn more fat?
Exactly. Lean muscle mass leads to a higher metabolism throughout the day. So if you go and do a round of cardio, you will burn so many calories during the cardio time, but your metabolic rate throughout the day would be lower, say, than if you did weight-bearing exercise. And, you know, people, if you don't make time for it all of the holidays, you have to be really careful of the work you've put in through the rest of the year because it only takes 10 days for muscle to start breaking down, which is really quick, and you lose about 5% of your muscle every 3 days.
Is that right?
So it, you know, you lose it, you can start to lose it quickly. It's not
so
worth
it's,
giving it up.
No, so it's true, though, if
Keep
you miss a few of your sessions, you really are feeling you're getting a little, you know, everything's coming back a bit because it's true.
Literally, scientifically, 10 days and muscle starts to break down.
So what else do we need to know if we want to keep fit as we go through these holidays? To do some cardio, to do some weights?
Yeah.
How do we get motivated? How do we keep that going when we think, oh, you know, it's cold out or I don't feel like going. I think I'll just have another bonbon or another shortbread.
Think of the repercussion if you don't. So the average person gains 6 pounds through the holiday season after Thanksgiving. You can either do a little bit of work before that's preventative, or you're going to have to do a whole lot of work after to make up for that added weight. And, you know, we focus so much on weight and appearance here in North America, but there's so many other reasons to do it, to help with stress, to help with bone density, to rest well at night.
I really don't like scales for good reason. But, you know, I think that scales, you know, we can have belts and measure our waist. We really kind of know what we need to lose. If we look in the mirror, we look at our clothes, we don't need anybody to knock us over the head. We kind of get it. And that's a good measure, maybe, is if you don't want to use a scale, is to use a belt. Because sometimes a scale can make us really say, well, what's the dip? Well, why bother?
Yeah.
I haven't changed in 2 days or 3 days, or they're weighing themselves 8 times a day, and
yeah,
you know, it fluctuates, right? So you kind of have to be aware of your body to know how much you need to lose.
Yeah, space it out a little bit. Pull out after a while, maybe if you're starting a new workout program, an old pair of pants.
Yeah.
Take your measurements. Take a photo. The scale isn't the greatest indicator because you could have water retention. You could have had too much salt in your diet. You certainly don't want to drive yourself nuts by being on there every day. Do it once a week and use other factors to determine what your progress is.
When we come back, we're going to talk more to Gina about nutritional tips now. So what we need to eat to stay fit and ready for the Christmas holidays. Back in a minute.
Level Ground Trading. Local, direct, delicious.
What does being local mean to you? My name is Stacy Taves, and I co-founded Level Ground Trading 15 years ago. We embody what it means to be local. We're a zero-waste facility, sending nothing to Heartland, utilizing 13 streams of recycling and compost. We pay our staff to cycle to work on the peninsula, and we sponsor hundreds of local nonprofit groups each year. That's what being local means to me.
Get to know more about us online. Visit Level Ground Trading on Facebook or levelground.com.
This cold is driving me crazy.
Antiviral is helpful for acute viral attacks as well as long-term immune support. Natural Factors Antiviral Formula is available in tincture or soft gel capsules at the Vitamin Shop, where the price is always right and the service is excellent. Call 386-1212 and ask about their free delivery service. The Vitamin Shop, 1212 Broad Street, or visit CanadianVitaminShop.com for more information on antiviral formula.
Okay, ladies, I say a phrase, you tell me bathtub or shower. A nightmare to clean.
Bathtub.
Correct. Hard to get in and out of.
Bathtub.
Right again. What you'd much rather have in your bathroom.
George Clooney. I mean, a shower with George Clooney.
Replace your awkward bathtub with an accessible modern shower. Island Marble can do it for less than $5,000, and you may qualify for a rebate. Call today for a free estimate. Victoria's Island Marble, your bath and kitchen experts.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a 3-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
We are back in the studio. We have Gina Wakeham from Vibes Fitness downtown, and we were talking about some holiday fitness tips to get you ready for the holidays, keep you in shape. Now we're going to talk about some nutritional tips that, you know, hopefully we can avoid those 5 to 6 pounds that you say we can gain from Thanksgiving to Christmas. If you want to call us, 386-1161 or *1070 on your cell. What do you got for us? Where do we start?
Well, I think, first of all, try to keep it simple. Don't try to take on the world again during the holidays.
Yeah.
Pick a, you know, we always are talking about the same thing, eating a well-balanced meal, protein, low-fat, complex carbs. But take a few, even from these few that I'm going to give you, and just, you know, pick your favorites and kind of use them. For example, don't arrive at the party hungry.
Yeah.
You're just asking for trouble.
Yeah, sure.
You'll push grandma out of the line to get to those sausage rolls. I don't know. Don't go hungry. Try to eat a well-balanced meal with some protein before you go. The more protein, the less hungry you're going to get right away. Not quite as fun, I know, but maybe limit your alcohol. Don't completely cut it out. I understand that. Try to have a glass of water maybe in between. Uh-huh. You'll save a lot of empty calories. You know, be social. Don't just stand at the food table. If you're talking, you're not eating.
Right.
So plus it's a nice way to meet people, and it's the purpose. And, you know, the other thing is we often make food the activity. So if you're getting together with a group of friends, or you're, you know, enjoying a evening with the family, maybe incorporate, you know, a game or an activity instead of just eating and drinking the whole
night.
Yeah,
do some charades or something.
Yeah.
Twister.
And heaven forbid, it's okay to take a fruit or vegetable appy to a party.
Yeah, they won't boo you.
You know, probably be doing a few people a favor to actually have a healthy alternative there. And lighten up the meals that you prepare. You know, there's lots of easy little ways to do that. Don't go grocery shopping when you're hungry. Make a list.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Right? Use smaller plates. Mm-hmm. The plates we get, I pulled out some old plates the other day, and they're like half the size of our dinner plates.
Do you remember those ironstone things we used to have like back in the day? Yeah. They were massive. My parents had them, and they were so big and so heavy. Like, wow, no wonder. I mean, that's a lot of food to put on there.
Oh, yeah. And I look at our serving plates now at home, and I think, those are massive. You know, use a smaller plate.
Yes.
And if you're nibbling and there are little plates there for your appetizers, you know, put it on the plate. You'll see what you're eating then compared to if you're just picking through things.
Yeah,
you have
that
no
adds
concept
up, right?
of what you've taken.
If you keep on taking this,
totally.
You think, well, I only had that.
Oh, yeah.
And then you kind of
go,
oh, maybe I had a little more.
Yeah.
So be mindful. Kind of like the Halloween candy. Keep all the wrappers.
Yeah.
So you
have
know.
Some form of
yeah.
evidence or
yeah.
or visual tracking.
Yeah.
You know, when you're... I know it's the best part, but little things add up. So, you know, maybe don't eat all the skin on your piece of turkey. You know, none at all would be good, but maybe just a bite. Gravy, everybody loves it.
Yeah.
You know, if you can just use a gravy skimmer or cool it and skim that fat off the top before you serve it, you can save, I think, 56 grams per fat in a cup of gravy.
Wow.
Did I say that?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, 56 grams of fat per cup of gravy. When you're preparing a dressing, like stuffing, a little less bread, a little bit more cranberries or...
a little less butter.
Celery, a little less butter.
Yeah.
Making mashed potatoes, you can use skim milk, you know, instead of whole milk. And I find that over the holidays, well as any time, if you're using really good quality food, you don't need to put as much kind of stuff in there to make it taste good.
Right.
You know, you're not going to have to add as much butter or cheese because you're using good quality tasting items.
Right. So still use them, but use a little less. And
yeah.
if you're good quality, you can still taste it.
Yeah.
And maybe we get to the point where we don't taste anything anymore because we're slathering it with gravy and slathering it with the stuff that enjoy those hors d'oeuvres, enjoy that Christmas meal, but really slow down and
yeah.
enjoy it because it's all going so fast maybe.
And if you can... you know, I was reading a piece of research the other day, and it was talking about, it was from the Appetite Medical Journal, and it said that we tend to get more enjoyment and be less tempted to eat more later if we eat our favorite food last.
Really?
Yeah. I found that interesting, because I guess if you end on a happy note, maybe you're more satisfied through the rest of the evening.
Yeah, and I think if you don't ever have any of that, I mean, I think if you can just have a little bit, if that's possible... And satisfy that either sweet tooth, maybe it's a bite of chocolate or something.
Yeah.
And if we deprive ourselves, then somehow we make up for it later on, don't we?
Yeah, and we're a lucky country. Here's the thing. Remember, we eat every day in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So eating a meal is not something new for us. You can do it. We're fortunate enough you could do it any day, any time.
There's always more
so
food.
So don't treat it.
Saying.
Yeah, don't treat it like this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
I think that is very much a mentality sometimes. It's like, oh, this is here and now, and I've got to have it all. There is no tomorrow. And there is a tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you don't want to pay the price because I think you're right. Health-wise, it's not just all about your looks. Yeah, that matters. But really, as you get older and pre-diabetes and all these things that can happen nowadays, you don't want to be taking medications for everything.
No.
And they can work out, go walking, do weights. And if they want to get a hold of you, Gina, how do they do that?
They can reach us, they can call me at the studio. It's 590-5644 or go to vibesfitness.ca. And my location's at Broughton and Broad. And,
close to here.
I know. We offer everyone a free week trial. So, you know, you can try it for yourself. Everyone has 15 minutes.
And you're doing some pre-holiday boot camps and nutritional guidance.
In the new year.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. I think everybody can use some guidance. I think it's that personal touch that really makes a difference. So I'll get you to write a plan out for me.
Okay.
thank you very much, TJ. Thank you, Gina, to all my guests who've been here today. And thank you for listening. I'll be on the radio next week, 1 to 3, on CFAX. Hudson will be on next week, too, 1 to 3. And listen all the time like you always do, I'm sure. Great being here with you. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.